Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella.
7:25. 7:28. Good job, guys.
Right now, candidates for the open police officer position at the Pella Police Department are doing their testing, both physical, mental, and psychological. What you've just heard is the candidates running laps at the field house at Central College for the physical portion of their test. I talked with Pella Police Chief Robert Bokinski at the track to see what the testing process was like and to see where it goes from there. So, Chief, tell me what you got going on here at the field house.
Right now, the candidates for the police officer position are participating in the physical abilities testing. This is the last phase of it. It's the mile-and-a-half run. We're doing it here inside the field house.
So what's next for these candidates?
Well, those who have successfully complete the physical ability test will then move on to what's called the POST test. It's a police officer standardization test. It's mandated by the state of Iowa. That'll be offered in the next couple hours. Those who successfully complete that will then be invited to sit for oral interviews, and we should have those completed by Saturday.
So in the end, what's the time frame you're looking at choosing a final candidate?
We'd like to have somebody in uniform and on the street by tulip time.
And so once they're chosen, do they go through extra training after that, or is that the end of it?
Oh, no, this is just the beginning. Once they're hired, they'll then be field trained. They'll ride with an officer. They'll be given on-the-job training, so to speak. At the conclusion of a period there, they'll then attend the entrance-level police academy that's held in Johnston. That's, I believe, 14 weeks long. At the conclusion of that, they'll go through another period of field training officer training. And probably about the first of the year, they'll be on their own.
But Chief Bokinski says it's not just about the testing. They're also looking for someone who can fit the community needs of Pella.
What we're looking for in a candidate is somebody who's going to be a very good fit for Pella, for the Pella Police Department and for our community. If we were running this test in one of the larger metropolitan areas, it would be a totally different examination that they would go through. Obviously, a city the size of Chicago, New York, they're looking for something a little bit different than we are here in Pella. It is police work. You do many of the same things, but this is a different community, and the officer needs to be a good fit.
So what makes a good fit for an officer in Pella?
Well, they have to understand the expectations that the police department has for them. They have to understand the expectations that the community has as well. This is not a run-and-gun community. This is a service-oriented police department. Pella's a very nice community, and our police department takes a lot of pride in that. We'd like to think that we had something to do with that, and we want to assure that this stays a nice community. We do things here that you may not see in the bigger agencies. A lot of them, if you want to report a theft, a bicycle theft, stolen plates off your vehicle, a police officer doesn't show up. You have to go to the website and you file your own police report. You never do see a police officer. That's not Pella. You know, we're very service-oriented. We want to know our community, and you know, a case like that, we want to see it through. We'd like to solve that type of a crime.
Chief Bokinski says that this decision is one of the most important he'll have to make. I imagine this is a pretty important decision for a chief of police.
Oh, most certainly is. Perhaps it may even be considered the most important administrative decision a chief of police has to make. When you consider that this decision, we may be living with it for 25 years, not just us here at the police department, but the community. We want to make sure we get the right officer. We want somebody who's, like I said, a good fit, somebody who perform well, somebody who will take a lot of pride in this community and keeping it the way that it is.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, where we've taken a look at the police officer testing for the open officer position at the Pella Police Department. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.